Do you think all those rules were like written down, like the Longboard Chop regulations, or is it more?
Probably, because especially after, you know, as she was getting older, then she set things in place, you know, so that the routine of the monastery continued on, and the standards of practice continued on. After she passed away, then her sister became the head person. Then after her sister died, then they just fairly recently passed away. So it's, you know, there's been others who have carried on the training and the practice there. So it's so that yeah, it's something that is relying on fairly fundamental training standards of practice, similar to Wat Pa Kwan. It's one of the reasons, I think, why, let's say, Wat Pa Kwan actually continues on reasonably smoothly, is the standard of training and expectations are pretty clearly laid out.